Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Birmingham, Alabama, you're listening to Conclave Radio.
Even outside of the studio.
Well, we have raving fans everywhere. And so if you hear someone, that's probably Aaron White.
Probably.
Yep, that's Aaron White, everyone.
Concerned.
Yep.
Our raving fans consist of
so welcome.
Aaron White.
Casey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm glad to see you, Casey.
I'm glad to see
Maybe
you.
Maybe we should have that sign up that says... Now broadcasting live now, quietly.
Maybe a big red light so people just don't do some Larry the Cable Guy impressions as soon as they walk in.
Yeah, maybe that would be helpful. So, and we're joined, of course, by producer extraordinaire Greg Dye. Greg, nice to have you again, as always.
Woo, the raving fans are, again, raving.
Yes, and the female perspective of Conclave Radio, we would like to welcome Miss Ansley Browning. It's called a pregnant pause.
Hunter's not here.
Dramatic pause.
Maybe that's what you Tennessee people call it, but it's called a pregnant pause.
I'm just going to let it be.
I'm just telling you that's what it's called.
I'm going to call it a pause.
Sure, I guess. So here we are. And if our cameras could show you our audience, man, they would be not existent.
Yeah,
but
completely.
That's okay. We kind of, you never know who might show up tonight during the show.
I mean, maybe that's why we shouldn't have an on-air time.
Mm. Wait, does that mean we're like Sesame Street? You never know who's going to show up?
No, please.
Is that a Sesame Street thing?
I never watched Sesame Street as a kid. Like, never.
Like, wasn't that a Sesame Street thing? Like, just some random star would show up?
Yes.
Oh, stars. I thought you just meant like Muppets will come out of nowhere. I'm like, I hope not.
I'm Kadabi.
So, this past Sunday.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to get another one of our cameras working, someone called my phone and it disconnected one of the cameras. Not on Facebook Live, of course, but one of our other ones that goes through Twitter and Periscope. So, I'm going to just work on that.
Sorry about that.
Hey, let me speak of, since I wasn't really on the show last week.
You wasn't.
Great job on the geek episode, two of you gentlemen.
But you didn't listen.
Not live, but I listened to it later.
Well, did you watch Infinity War before listening to it?
Did I what?
Did you watch Infinity War before?
Oh,
we were like a total spoiler war.
Oh,
no.
You know, some people you just can't.
Yeah.
Well, then again.
Caution, the coffee is hot.
Then again.
Yeah.
You asked your friend for every detail before you even saw it.
Yeah, but I intentionally went out of my way to get spoilers.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I finally saw it. Me and MJ saw it over the weekend.
Yeah,
it was. We won't. It's fabulous.
Did you cry?
No, I don't cry.
Oh, I bawled my eyes out. My word. Dude. There were mascara rivers down my face. Like, no joke.
Yeah, same.
Over a superhero movie?
Yes, especially the part where Spider-Man, you know, like, the whole thing.
It's okay, we already talked.
Spoiler alert. When Spider-Man dies or moves away or whatever.
11 superheroes die from a snap. Pretty sure it's 11.
You're done spoiler. We have people that are watching this.
We said spoiler alert.
We said spoiler alert.
Okay, okay. But I did see it, and I enjoyed
it. Hashtag spoiler.
I enjoyed it.
Less viewers because we keep talking
to them. Yeah, well, that's why we'll just leave it there. But I did finally see it, and y'all did a good job on the show.
Thank you.
Yep, so it was good as always. Normally, we recap the week that was in Conclave, but we did not have a Conclave this past week because of being Mother's Day.
Aww.
Hashtag Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah,
happy Mother's Day.
We love our mom.
All the moms.
I'm sure.
I love you, Mom.
Yes, I did not. And I probably should have. My mom loves Facebook. Loves it.
Wow.
And I probably should have, but what I decided I would do is I would just do the personal call.
Okay.
And she was going to be at church with me that day. So I decided just more of the personal touch.
Okay.
I think I probably did that out of spite. I probably should have done the Facebook post.
Yeah, you definitely should have done Facebook as well.
Yeah, because now my wife would not care at all. Like, I did not do it for her. She would not want me to do that at all. I still do it sometimes. But maybe I should have done that for the mom.
Yeah, I think you should have.
I didn't really blow social media up for my mom either. Though I was with her the whole entire day. I was actually not even at church Sunday.
I noticed.
It was my mom.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, but your mom was in church.
That's my stepmom.
That's Jenny.
Jenny's my stepmom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, for my mom, I couldn't sit with my mom or anything because she spoke that Sunday, which she did a great job.
She did a great job.
So, yeah, I got to post about my mom and, you know, do the whole cute little daughter mom thing.
Did you do the meme like I told you to do? You're supposed to take a picture of your mom preaching and say, when you can't sit by your mom at Mother's Day because she's preaching?
I put it on my story.
Yeah.
I did.
Because that's what you say right there.
Yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, that's kind of how it was.
It is how it was.
Were you nervous for her?
Oh, I'm always nervous for my parents. I was nervous the first time my dad spoke here. I was nervous about the whole interview process. I was nervous the whole time. I was probably more nervous than mom was in reality, but she did great. She held down the fort. She did really well. So, but she doesn't want to do it again.
She doesn't. She said that's not for her.
She's like, unless somebody wants me to speak like so badly, I'm not doing it, man. She's just not. She doesn't like to put herself out there. She's very humble.
Yeah.
She's good. She's good like that, you know.
Right.
So.
And nothing big happening in your house other than that. I tried. Did you notice that I kind of, I text Ainsley Monday night and I said, hey, are you home? Because I knew something that I didn't know if you knew yet.
Oh, I did know.
You already knew at that point?
I knew at that point.
Because I was worried, oh no, what if she knew Pastor Jason tore his ACL during our team basketball game?
Oh.
Yeah.
I did
not
know about
that. Well, my dad has had 3 knee surgeries. And he just doesn't have good knees, but thankfully he fell on the knee that he's only had 1 surgery on rather than 2. I don't know if that's a thankfully thing or if that's I don't know, but
it's another reason.
It's just, you know, 2 for 2. But so he was trying to drive somewhere. I think he's trying to do a drive on this guy. And,
yeah, he was about to do an awesome move on this guy.
And then one part of his leg went one way, and the bottom part went the other way.
I was right beside him. I was right beside him when it happened on the court.
It's all your fault.
Yeah. Oh. Believe me, I have blamed myself for it. Because here's the deal. I said, before the game, like 2 or 3 days before the game, I said, hey, Pastor Jason, you're going to be at the game Monday. I said, we really need you. And he was like, well, why? I said, because we're playing a team that we actually can beat. You know, we only have a couple games left. This is the game you got to be at. Well, it turned out I looked at the schedule wrong, and we're not playing that team until next week. And Monday night we played the best team in the league, which I will say props to our team. We were only down by 7 at halftime.
It's not bad.
I mean, we lost by 20-something.
Wow.
But nevertheless, our first half, we are the best first half team in all of church league basketball. I mean, we can hang with any of them. And then
you were definitely not Alabama.
Yeah, then we just turned just terribleness. Yeah. But anyways, and so it was a bad, we all, it was.
No, my mom, I was at a baseball game with a couple of my friends, because a couple of my guy friends had a big championship, and they happened to be playing each other for the team, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to support my friends, and then mom called me, and she's like, hey, I'm here to come get you, and by the way, your dad, like, did something really bad, he's me, okay, bye, like, you know, and I was like, oh, no. And I got home on the couch, and I knew you didn't want to talk about it, so,
right.
So I just walked in the door, he goes, how's school? I said, good. He goes, how was baseball? Good. How's the dentist? Good. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
All right, you know. So I
that's
think
when you, that's when you should have
basketball.
I was gonna say that's when you should have asked him how was basketball, and then he just like.
I saw him at the off at the church office today just for a minute, and they said Pastor Jason's here. I said no, he's not. They said yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh no, you know. So I opened the door and I just kind of peeked through, like on the other side of the frame of the door. Hey, Pastor Jason. He said, come on. He said, the worst case is I can't chase you. I said, good point. Good point. So
you stay a few feet away.
I did.
Yeah.
Should have gotten flowers, Clint.
Oh, flowers. Mm. He would have made it.
Yeah, no, I've already been giving him grief about, like, asking if he needed help opening, getting inside the car and stuff like that. Oh, he didn't appreciate that.
No, I know.
He did not appreciate that. So I'm definitely not telling anyone else in the church to ask Pastor Jason if he needs help getting in cars. I'm not saying that. I'm not advocating that.
At all.
Oh. At all. This is not a joke. I'm serious.
Don't do it.
And if you happen to do it, and they say, and he say, where did you get this idea? You tell them that Pastor Mike told you to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Or worst case, Aaron White. That's
oh,
A-A-R-O-N.
Yeah. I think that one might be a little.
A-A-R-O-N.
A-A-R.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, what else happened for y'all this week? Anything big?
Well, we all went to the Barons game
mm-hmm.
Friday night.
Wow,
some of us did.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
We did. It was super fun.
Did the Barons win?
They lost by one run.
Yeah, it was really
well,
sad.
That's really close.
There was a big fireworks show after. And
big.
It was really, really pretty. It went on.
Is that every game? Or is
Friday
that,
night.
Friday. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you, we started the wave.
Oh, we did. Clint.
I hate to brag, but your boy started the wave.
And he killed it. Man.
Thank you very much.
He killed it.
And Abby helped me. I said, hey, Abby, let's do this. And we did it. And, you know, it took about 15. Six or seven times.
Yeah.
And finally it did. And it was pretty impressive.
It was pretty impressive. It would go really big and it would, like, trickle down and you'd see it all the way around the stadium.
Yeah.
There's, like, one person that did it again.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah.
Yeah. We have arrived.
Yeah.
So yeah,
great.
And then the youth had a lock in that
mm-hmm.
a lot of us went to that
oh,
for a little
that,
while.
Me and that was fun.
Have y'all? I only stayed till like 2. How like did you?
Oh,
y'all
oh,
stayed the whole time, right?
Yeah,
I left at 7 a.m. with zero sleep.
Well, me and Casey.
Mm-hmm. I am. It's okay.
Me and a bunch of people were in this room,
mm-hmm.
and it was like we were completely delirious because it was 3 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning.
But you never
this,
went to sleep, though, right?
This
oh,
room.
I
oh, you did go to sleep. Okay.
At 4:30.
This room was like the girls' storage room.
Oh.
So as soon as I heard that out, when I put it like this,
yeah,
I was going to say, I ran over there. No, I ran over here because I knew all our equipment was in here. So what I did was like, I took all the chairs and, like,
I did
put
that.
Them.
Thank
oh, you, did
you
do
yes,
that?
Yes, I did do
well,
that.
Well, I was in here at one point, and I don't know. I was deleted. It was 3 a.m. when I ran in here.
Yeah, and me
because,
and Sarah Beth were sitting here, and we were just
mm-hmm.
kind of chilling out, and he runs in here, and he's like, oh,
and there's,
my
like,
word.
Stuff
like, we were
everywhere.
Just starting pulling wires.
Right. Y'all better not even mess with me.
I was just making sure, and then there were people on the couches, and I ended up standing here for, like,
don't you think
hours.
There's still a hint of, like, perfume or something in here? When I walked in, I thought that... Oh, is that you, Greg? Because, you know, like a girl can go into a room and that smell of perfume takes over a room.
Thank
I'm
you,
telling you.
Guys.
Yeah.
Japanese cherry blossoms.
Oh, there it is.
That's exactly what I smelled.
Because that's not what this room normally smells like.
It smells like musk.
I don't know what it smells like. It really has a nothing smell to me. Maybe it's just more of a nothing.
I still smell nothing.
Do you ever, like, smell and you're, like, instantly transported to, like, this random time in your life? Like, do you ever just, like, get,
oh,
like, a whiff of
smells
something?
Are very nostalgic. I agree
yeah.
with you.
Like,
yes.
You just smell it, and you're like, whoa, welcome back to your kindergarten class lunchtime.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
What?
Hashtag yeah, like, science moment for the day.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Did you know?
Eat the mic.
That they can hear me.
Okay.
See, I'm a sound guy. I know they can hear
okay.
me.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Did you know that your sense of smell is actually the strongest sense for recalling memories?
Wow.
That would make sense.
Taste, so I guess
sight,
I need to
hearing,
smell my study guide.
I guess it kind of goes with the like,
smell.
It's like every time I smell cinnamon, I think Christmas. I guess that kind of goes along with it.
Yeah. Yep.
Cinnamon and sugar cookies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a smell that always reminds me of the beach. Not the beach smell, but just there's something that I always recall. And when you smell that, there's just, yeah, that's, so it's the one that recalls your brain goes to the first.
Yeah. Huh? Like every time I pick my brothers up from preschool, and you know preschools have that smell.
There's that, yes, yes.
It's not the most enjoyable, but then it takes you back to your preschool, and you're like, ugh, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it's that clean, it's that heavy-duty clean.
Yeah, it's all clean.
Yeah, it's that citrus,
and
that lime.
That tried to clean.
Yeah, that's Pine Sol. That is Pine Sol.
Oh, my God.
Good old Pine Sol taking you back in time.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's so we've done a little recapping.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
The most important recap
oh,
of all.
Conclave View?
Do you!
Pull them up! That's right. One of the best things we did, I think, for Conclave is we started Conclave View. Big props to Pastor Mike. It was his idea. He said we should have a conclave on some form of conclave on Wednesday night. I said, I'm not so sure. Turned out we got I really enjoyed it.
We actually have a pretty decent turnout. And I enjoyed it. Like, for Conclave U, we do something different than Conclave, so it's not just like another recap.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally different. Well, because the fear is because then people will think, oh, no, if I miss Wednesday, then I can't come Sunday. Or if I miss Sunday, I can't come Wednesday. But really, they're two totally independent.
We want you to come every Sunday and Wednesday.
Of course.
You have no excuse.
No, that's right. We're not obligating you, but we will hold you up at gunpoint if you don't come.
That's true.
Pretty much.
Trust me.
Or we will bribe you or strongly guilt you into it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right, Casey.
Oh, you're good at.
I used to have that to Casey. Now I don't. Now Casey's like, I'm going to be there.
He still does.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there for sure. I still ask.
The thing is with me, I will when something new starts, I'll always miss like the first three, and then I'll come. Like the first three conclaves, I wasn't here.
You know that's so true.
Late to the party.
Yeah,
you were at the first conclave.
I was at
my
meeting,
house.
The
first meeting.
Official conclave.
You missed the first few, didn't you?
And then the same with Conclave View.
Yeah.
But that was work, so I'm not going to,
Right.
And then the New Year's party.
Oh, well, I haven't
started. So, I'm coming in next year.
I haven't gotten over that one yet. I'm just letting you know
true.
I'm still a little
it's
bitter.
It's actually, like,
he's
in the book.
Hensley.
Okay.
Hensley, do you realize that pretty much, I think we start around New Year's. You'll get to come to our New Year's and Christmas party.
I will. I did.
That's
not.
When we start. That's when the invitation comes wide
mm-hmm.
open
mm-hmm.
for
to upcoming
our
seniors.
To income, future graduates is how I would like to call it.
Oh. Okay.
Because you're almost second semester, and then that's when we invite all of our future graduates to come into the Conclave fold,
well,
if you
I'll
will.
I'll only be there for one semester since I am planning on going to the university. Mm. But I will come back.
It doesn't matter. You're still a Conclave.
I'm going to call it a semester and a half because
right.
You'll be here for the spring semester plus some summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I know you do.
I mean, we have college kids that
come and go.
Yeah, they come and go. I mean,
yeah,
Emily,
yeah.
Meredith, and
that's how
whoever
it goes.
Else.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You come and go. It's all right. But that's why we do it before second semester, so that you have a semester
mm-hmm.
to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Because once a conclave in, always a conclave.
Well, I already feel like I'm kind of a little bit in there just because
yeah.
I
don't you are on Conclave Radio more than others. So
that's
I mean,
true.
That's almost
I mean,
like
I just kind of walk in and
yeah.
then I just walk out
yeah.
in and out.
I mean, because
so,
you still have a taste of these. For instance, you're gonna get a taste of conclave. Oh, this is a great thing to talk about.
Oh.
Here. So for the lock-in, right? For the lock-in.
Oh yes.
I see that I found out that youth is going to do worship that night, right? So I'm like, oh, and that's a great idea, midnight worship. Well, I walk into the youth cafe area,
mm-hmm.
and all the couches are set up in a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
yeah.
to myself, self?
This looks, you say self?
Self, this looks awfully familiar. Casey, what did the setup look like to you?
It reminded me a lot of my Sunday nights. You know, at Conclave.
Aaron White stole our gimmick.
Imitation is the best form of flattery.
He stole my gimmick.
I thought you'd be like grateful.
Yeah,
no, I was not grateful.
Okay. I didn't think
it was really cool. I told him, I said that was a great idea. And I said, hey, we were talking this morning. I said, where y'all having youth at? Y'all having the gym? He said, no, we're having the conclave set up tonight.
It would have worked.
It really does. It's really homey.
It's a cool setup.
It's comfortable.
It's good.
You get into it.
Yeah, we were fancy.
Love those orange couches, too.
But let me give props to Aaron, the new string lights. We will be using those every Sunday night. Every Sunday night. Thank you very much.
I'm getting those in my room, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm like hanging them from my ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Really
so yeah. We can have conclave in her room once.
Right? I hear that once you have something in your mind, then it's all over with. You got to do it right then. Like you got to. Is it true or not?
It's definitely true.
It's true. That's what
yeah,
I've heard.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I've heard that. Let's say that you've got something you want to do in your room. It's not like, well, let me think about it and pray about it. I'll do it 3 or 4 weeks. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to put duct tape together to make it work. I'm going to do it right then.
I did that with my Christmas lights whenever I was 13. Yep.
I did that with my room.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very different than it did a year ago, so I'm glad I did it. Yeah.
Well, I like that with pretty much anything, though. Like, I mean, I feel like that's a pretty consistent personality trait.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's good.
That's just me.
But Conclave U has been great. Come full circle.
We've been talking about Revelations. That was our first. That was like our first
Revelation.
Full thing, right?
It was our only. It's been our only thing.
Oh my goodness!
It's been our only
it's
topic.
Our only
all of Conclave U was Revelation.
How many weeks has it actually?
Oh
been?
My goodness! I mean, we.
It's been a good amount.
This was the spring semester, so it started in. No.
So we spent pretty much a whole semester on Revelation.
No, we didn't start that early.
We started.
No, this was like spring, so this started like.
March.
I don't think we started till. I don't think we started till close to Winterfest.
Eight or nine, so that would be right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's only like 2 months, but still,
It seems longer than that. I may be wrong, but
and
that's
now we're,
what I'm thinking.
Since we finished our lesson on Revelations today,
mm-hmm.
in like a few minutes, we're about to go.
Correct.
What's the movie?
Omega Code.
Ooh.
So we have
a
little.
Kit Kat.
Yeah, I brought movie candy, popcorn. We got to pop the popcorn. We get up there. I got movie candy, drinks.
Greg is
yeah,
shaking his head.
We had some discussion on
what
you know, Greg wanted Nicolas Cage left behind.
Oh.
Lisa wanted Kirk Cameron left behind.
Oh.
Me and Blake wanted Omega Code, so we went with Omega Code.
Wow.
Yeah, so I already got it queued up, checked it out. Because, you know, Michelle will be in there, so technical difficulties will arise.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to pause and restart.
There's sometimes how many buffering times we'll have to buffer in there. Yeah. So, well, let's preview the upcoming week.
Right.
So we're it's time for a regular good old conclave. So we had 2 weeks away.
I feel like it's been a while since we have like just a regular
just a
conclave.
Conclave.
Same with Conclave Radio. I feel like the past few weeks we've always had some kind
of.
Well, because
there was a geek episode last week.
Geek episode, Chase episode, beach episode.
Chase
episode.
Chase episode.
Chase called in and he did a great job. So we're going to be just like a normal, standard, good old conclave. But we might need to sneak in maybe a linger longer. It's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know, summer is about to begin for all the high schoolers, so everyone will, you know,
yeah, I mean,
be
like,
pretty free.
My kids have like 3 days left after you know, the upcoming week, and theirs are like nothing days. Like you're literally cleaning up, doing nothing. So I'm thinking a linger longer might be just justified.
Well, I have finals. Tomorrow, Friday, and Monday, and I'm done.
And then you're done.
Yeah,
done.
Then you are a senior.
I'm glad to be a college kid because I've been done. It's nice.
Staying up late, sleeping late,
mm-hmm.
playing video games,
working. Not yet. I have not hit the video game yet. But when I do, it's gonna go on for a couple days. I just got a new one.
Oh really?
Halo 5.
Oh.
I haven't played the story yet. So. I don't know what Greg's trying to tell me, but I'm going to play it tonight.
So we will have full worship.
Mm-hmm.
Chase and I believe Sam is leading us this week. So we'll be having that. Oh, we didn't mention the elephant that's not in the room. Hunter is not here.
Yeah.
And y'all realize we may not have another, it may be.
We may not have another Hunter for a while.
We may not have another Hunter for a while.
Months.
Maybe. I mean, you never know. Depends on who you ask. If it's up to 100, they're going to be at church like the next day or something.
Oh.
But, I mean, they're not having the baby right now. But what if this time next week, Hunter is
what if,
officially
like,
a
right
father?
Now?
Wow, that would be amazing. So good luck to Hunter. His mom is always a faithful watcher of Conclave Radio. So props. Because she's a big fan, because she knows her little Hunter's on.
I know.
So yeah. She won't be watching this episode.
She probably won't.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
good luck.
Happy Mother's Day.
Good luck to Hunter and Bethany on their upcoming arrival of baby Reese. We're super excited for them.
First Conclavian newborn.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
Another first. Isn't that amazing? Yes. When are you getting married, Casey?
A few years. You know, I haven't set the date yet.
You haven't put a ring on it yet?
No ring yet.
I mean, you never know.
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she better wait for the ring.
She's
got a good thing going with you.
I would agree with you.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Excuse me, Greg.
I mean, because
out of everyone.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure Abby knows this, and Ainsley, you're learning this. A lot of the good guys are taken. Am I right, Greg?
Yep.
I mean, you know.
Very true. Yeah.
I mean, the cream of the crop's already gone. So now you're having to, like, I hate to say scrape the bottom of the barrel, but
they're not us. Us, as in you guys. Okay.
You know, the ones that are taken.
You're not the ring club.
What are you talking about?
You're not the ring club.
Okay.
Well,
fine,
this has been a quick show.
It has been a quick show.
Are we there? Yeah, about 4 minutes, something like that. All right, Casey, you want to tell everybody how they can connect with us?
But first, is this good enough? No.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Well, not until I start getting rid of your stuff. That's when it becomes official.
Until what?
You get a drawer. They start getting rid of your stuff.
They get rid of my stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Jeff Foxworthy says that they'll start treating your stuff like she's a flight attendant. Goodbye.
Oh.
Goodbye. See you later. See you at the dump. Goodbye. See you later.
Well.
Yeah. So.
Very patient indeed.
Yeah. Those posters that you find oh so important.
Okay. Well, I need my posters, so
yeah.
I'll just go slow. Anyway,
I'm just letting you know.
Thank you for the heads up then.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're in the metropolitan Birmingham area of Alabama, I know every Sunday night and every Wednesday evening at 6 or 6:30, 6 on Sunday, 6:30 for Wednesdays, we'll have Conclave U, Metropolitan Church of God. Come on Sunday mornings to hear Jason Browning speak. He's great at his job. He'll probably be limping around on stage now.
He will.
Yeah.
But if you're not in the area, that's okay. You can still keep up with us on all kinds of social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter.
We're taking over. Hello, Alaskan listener.
Norwegian.
Hi, son. Yeah. That's how you say hello in Norwegian.
We
have a Norwegian listener.
Chaseful.
And that's how it's hi, son.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are Conclave Metro or Conclave_Metro for Instagram. But you can also listen to Conclave Radio every Wednesday night or afternoon, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
You can call in all the time. We're always wanting guests and more listeners and anything like that. You can find us on Blog Talk, Stitcher, iTunes, or you can watch our podcast on Facebook, Periscope, anything like that.
Hit that subscribe button.
Hit the notification bell.
Yes.
Anything you can so you can listen to Conclave Radio more.
Get more of this.
You know.
Because we're a pretty big deal. We're a pretty big deal, right? Am I right?
I mean, look, we got a logo, so we're a big deal.
We are a pretty big deal. Yeah. Well, it was a great episode.
I think so.
Casey? Greg?
Clint?
Ainsley?
Greg?
So we will see everybody next week for episode 30. Now let's call it. Now, we kind of goofed around on GroupMe about this, and you didn't respond in time. I'm a little hurt about it. But how about we call episode 30 kickoff to summer Conclave Radio edition?
Wow.
We'll come up with some better name. But let's
get floaties.
That would be a great idea.
Hawaiian shirts, floaties.
Oh, I'm loving it. Have the sun blow.
We're
absolutely.
Talking about Hawaiian shirts, by the way. I've been meaning to tell you, Clint. I went to Old Navy recently and got myself a new Hawaiian shirt, and I realized, looking back at the beach pictures, that I had the same shirt you do. So we
made
it matching.
Oh my
goodness. You just said the word Twinkie.
I'm totally comfortable. We're not going to be
Twinsies.
Twinsies.
I don't
prefer
be a Twinkie.
Okay, so Twinsies.
Twinkie is a popular
that's a
Little
snack.
Debbie snack. But
yes, but
Twinsies
but
are
what,
always
a
certain
reference. Well, yeah, so kick off to summer Conclave Radio. We'll come up with some better name, but we want the couches full. So if you watch the show and you would like to join us next week, you come join us. Come
please.
Hang out with us around 5:30 next
for
week.
For an actual studio audience so we can have someone who laughs in the background, please. You know, so
or
you
crash.
Can too, or
so
crash, anything like
though.
That. It makes us seem more entertaining.
Yeah, so here is your invitation. Come join us next week. So we'll see all of you for episode 30 of
Conclave.